Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Joined by a special edition bi-week episode, soon to be all-pro, fingers crossed. Special teams ace for the Jets, Justin Hardy. Justin, how are we doing today?
Blessed, man. Blessed. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Look, the Jets are 6-3, and we're talking about I get to talk about, you know, potential playoff matchups on this podcast and don't have to talk about the draft for a while. So I'm happy. I'm happy. But obviously, you know, we're recording this Thursday, the bye week. It feels like it's been a crazy 9 weeks so far, this season. There's been, you know, the fan base obviously loves to, you know, basically win the Super Bowl every time the Jets win. And when the Jets lose, the world's kind of collapsing. How's the first 9 weeks of the season been, overall so far?
Good. You have your ups and downs, but, you know, as long as you able to fight through those moments and end up on the good side, it's good. It's good that, you know, we kind of got a good head start going into these, the first 9 weeks, so that's behind us. Apparently, you know, there's nothing that we can do about those first 9 weeks. So now we're going to this last 8 weeks, 0-0, just trying to put together as many wins as possible, man, try to make a run. So, but that's not our focus. Like I said, our main focus is, you know, New England at this point.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting. Sheldon Rankins, a few other members, CJ Mosley, guys like that who have kind of been through, been through trying to make a playoff push before in your career. And how much of a role does that, do you guys have to play in the locker room for it's such a young roster, obviously so many first year, second year, even third year guys that, are kind of getting their first taste of winning in the NFL. How much of a role do you feel like you and a couple of other, more veteran leaders who have, kind of been there, been in the situation before, how much of a role do you feel like you guys have to play in keeping everyone focused on, next play and next opponent?
always keeping that message, every time we go out there to practice, it's about that particular game. That's always, and I feel like we do a good job doing that collectively, because that's all we talk about, that's all we focus on. And I think that's, that's how it should be. Guys don't necessarily get ahead of themselves, which is good. We just focusing on the now, really focusing on everything that we can control. Just trying and having fun doing it, man. That's what it's all about. When you're having fun, the wins will come. So naturally. So just having fun with each other.
Yeah, no, that's kind of how I feel. I feel like we could see, obviously not in the locker room day to day, but you could see, just kind of the energy and the kind of camaraderie and kind of brotherhood, this team kind of represents. It feels like everyone picks each other up and, there's no quit in the team. Obviously, I kind of want to just ask you about a couple quick games, throughout the season that have been, it feels like kind of, crazy, that Cleveland game, Was there just a belief on that sideline of like, we're not out of it, and all of a sudden the train starts rolling, you guys, you know, you score super quick, the onside kick, which obviously you play a huge part in. What was that kind of the energy like on that sideline? Because it, you know, you could see on the TV guys jumping around. There was just a belief on, I felt like, on that sideline of like, I don't care if we're down 14, like we're coming back and we're winning this football game.
Yeah, well, I feel like I've personally been in a league to where I know I'd have been in some crazy games to where, you know, it's not over till the 0 seconds on the clock, period. Like, even I didn't, you know, been in the Minneapolis Miracle. That's prime example.
Definition of it.
You know, guys know if it's time on the clock, man, we definitely going to go out there and give everything we got regardless. You know, we end up getting a steal, you know, with the busted coverage. And, you know, it was a special teams time. And, you know, we made a play. It was a great kick, and we was able to execute. My boy Will Park told me, like, hey, I'm going to hit him. Go get the ball. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to see that ball right there. And the rest is history, man. We able to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, and I'm sure that obviously it kind of meant a lot to you being, you know, playing in Cleveland and you know, obviously, you know, being from there. I'm sure that's one of those games where it just probably means a little bit more. Every game obviously means a lot.
Absolutely.
But, you know, being able to kind of do that in front of the hometown crowd has to obviously be something exciting. The other two games I kind of wanted to, you know, ask you about was, you know, a big theme it felt like, and I know Robert saw, you know, in the One Jets Drive stuff, talked a lot about it, was, you know, kind of flipping the script in a division and, you know, getting that first division win off your guys' belt. Miami comes to town, talked a lot of shit all offseason, a lot of stuff about the Jets. And you guys came out and I felt like played with a physicality and an energy level that there was no chance you were losing that football game. And obviously we were able to, you know, kind of win, you know, easily at the end of the day, you know, 40-17. It felt like that was almost a turning point in the season from the outside, again, looking in, because there was such – be able to kind of check off, you know, division rival coming to town, you know, and then just be able to kind of dominate them in that fashion. How good is a win like that feel of team coming in, you know, talking trash about you guys, you wanting to kind of take care of your own business? How good of a win does that feel? And then, you know, put up a 40 spot like that.
Well, it's always a blessing, you know, to get a win. You know, each win, whether it's division or not, each win is a blessing. Just because they're so hard to come by, you know. And even though, even last year being my first year with the Jets, you know, you really appreciate, you know what I'm saying, each win. And, like, I've had, you know what I'm saying, some success with the Saints. But, you know, just coming here, you know, it was different. So to come here now, I mean, to be here now, like I said, each win is a blessing. You know, when you do make winning a division game, you know, it's kind of like a bonus, you know. But, you know, like I said, each win is a blessing. So we, you know, treat each game the same, man, just because the next game is always the most important one. So most definitely, whether that's division or not, man. So if it just so happened to be a division opponent, you know, that's just what it is.
Yeah, no, and the other game I was going to ask you about is obviously this past week. It kind of felt like, you know what, you know, a lot of people from the outside looking in, you know, doubting you guys, you know, kind of writing you off of, you know, they just lost to the Patriots, the Bills, big bad Bills are coming in. And, you know, from all the comments, whether, you know, after the game was like, their belief in this locker room, we don't care about the outside noise. All we cared about was we knew we could beat this team and you know, we felt confident. This is what we expect. How important is a game like that, you know, to kind of be like, you know, we feel good about what we're doing and then you go out and prove it. And like you said, winning is hard in the NFL, let alone beating a team that, you know, everyone kind of has already crowned as, you know, the, you know, a team that's a Super Bowl favorite, quote unquote. And it's like, no, we're here. Like, you know, we're the Jets and we're ready to make some noise. Is that great? Is that a good feeling kind of going into a bye week, knowing coming off of a win and then, you know, focusing on a, you know, team like New England in 10 days time?
Yeah. of course, man, you know, you always want to go into a bye with the win. It's just, you know, the energy just different, you know, just because you got that little clarity before, you know, you had your little break And when you get that win, that just lets you know that you was focusing on that moment rather than, you know what I'm saying, the small vacation that you're about to receive. So, it was, you know, it's always good to get that victory before the bye. Just like I said, it, you know, just gives you momentum coming back. And when you're coming back right off the bye, and you know what I'm saying, of course, another, like I said, division game, treat them all the same. But, you know, let's be honest, the Bills have been, you know, they have been, you know, doing a good job the past few years. So it's, you know, it's good to, you know, go out there and compete and get the dub. You know, they, you know what I'm saying, they still just guys, you know, at the end of the day, everybody got to put on their pants and put on their shoes the same. So, ain't no point in being scared of nobody or anything like that. So.
Nah, I won't think anyone's ever going to put it, you know, past this team of being scared of anybody. I think, the physicality, the coming to some of the team speed, the energy you guys have been playing with. I want to ask you about a couple of your teammates that I feel like have, you know, you're around obviously day to day, but, you know, you're kind of in, you know, both from a special teams perspective, you know, and then obviously from like a, you know, a defensive back corner perspective, you guys have a trio right now that's probably playing it. As at least in my opinion, is you've kind of the best. You have the best cornerback trio that's starting, you know, trio between Sauce, DJ Reed, and Michael Carter. How good are these guys? Like, is it just people? You know, is it just you guys? You know, or how impressive what Sauce and some of these guys have been doing coming in and making their, you know, impact known?
Man, you got to realize, man, I see it every day in practice. Like, these guys are very intentional on what they do. They're very intentional on their work. Like, it's not just another rep to them. Like, every rep matters. You know, and that's, you know, what you get to see on Sunday. Special guys, man, and I'm glad I get to work with them. I'm glad I get to see it every day before everybody get to see it on Sunday. Man, all of them special in their different ways, man. And so, like I said, I feel like we got the best trio in the NFL, man. And it's special to go see. And, you know, I love those guys, man. Those are my brothers. I feel like it's been paying off for us.
Yeah, look, they made a huge impact. They made a guy like Josh Allen, you know, play his worst game of the season, you know, as a total defense. The other guy I want to ask you about, someone that's, you know, kind of been on the show a couple times and someone I have a lot of admiration for is Bryce Huff. And I think anyone that's an undrafted free agent has an extra bit of, you know, respect for guys that are able to other undrafted free agents and things like that.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
How cool has it been to see Bryce, who's as humble, I mean, like yourself, but as humble as it gets, all about football, wanting to work hard, trying to win, just get a moment like that, you know, just everyone's starting to realize, you know, kind of what type of player he really is on Sundays.
Yeah. I noticed Bryce last year in camp and he was, you know, very impressive. Just as, like I said, as you see, on Sunday, and I, you know, he works every day in practice, he know he's getting better. He came, you know what I'm saying, he was very impressive last year in camp, and then this year in camp became even better, you know what I'm saying, and he was inactive, and it motivated him, and once he got active, you seen him win. So, you know, I'm glad to see it, just like I said, that, you know, that undrafted mindset, man, it's just different, just because, you know, it's not given to you. You literally have to go take it. And to see a guy like that have success, man, that's just wonderful to see, because you know that one day, you know what I'm saying, he will get paid. And, you know, I'm glad that he's on the team helping us right now. And, you know, I'm glad all these guys on the team, man. I feel like it can be special, man. We just got to keep our head down, keep working, and keep having fun with each other.
Yeah, no, I want to get to, you know, two coaches and kind of your, you know, your play on the field and things like that. I want to ask you quickly about Zach, and, you know, I feel like everyone always wants to hear about the quarterback, and I get it. What do you kind of see in Zach, I guess, in terms of just the talent, or, you know, kind of what he's shown, you know, as he's grown throughout the year, obviously, you know, it feels like Zach doesn't say a lot, but obviously, you know, you get to, you know, again, watch him every day in practice and as a teammate, and, you know, kind of what's his maturation process and how's he kind of matured throughout, you know, your 2 years, obviously you guys came in together.
Man, that's honestly one of the most humblest guys I'd have been around. I could definitely say that, man, one of the most humblest guys I'd have been around. Definitely a guy who's wants to listen, want to learn. He he's definitely a sponge. Comes in, work hard, and he, you know, it's just young right now. Honestly, he got a lot to learn, like we all do. And you know, it's different being the quarterback. Like, I have no experience being a quarterback. Obviously, we really don't know what it takes, and I feel like he's doing well, man. He only lost one game this season, and you know, I feel like, you know, everybody gonna be hard on him because he is a quarterback. But I'm riding with him, man, and I always tell him, I got your back. He, like I said, he comes in and work every day. You know, complain about nothing. You know what I'm saying? He put, you know what I'm saying, stuff on his shoulders, and that's what you gotta respect as a man and as a player. And you know what I'm saying? He comes in and he works, man. Like, that's all you can ask for. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't see nobody complaining. You seeing the guy coming in to work, just trying to get better, trying to get right, trying to figure it out. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm rocking with him. I told him all the time, man, lead us. And that's what he do, man. And like I said, we ain't got a running record with him. So, you know, that's my QB.
Look, you guys are 5-1. You know, when Zach's playing, and you know, the one loss is a game you guys get to avenge in 10 days, and it's a game you probably, you know, obviously want back. I want to kind of get to you know, both your special teams coach and, you know, Coach Sala. Brent Boyer's been, you know, with the Jets for a long time. He's a guy that's, you know, very rare in the NFL to continue to survive different, you know, head coaches, and usually guys bring in their own staff. It's kind of a testament to how good it feels like he does at his job that he continues to be on every coach that's come into the Jets. The last couple, you know, they retain one guy, and it's him. What's it like playing for him? And, you know, how is, you know, your energy and, you know, your talent on special teams kind of met, you know, mesh with, you know, some of his, you know, his energy and kind of, you know, as a coach?
Right. He's a genius when it comes to special teams, man. I feel like that's why you've probably seen him last for so long, so many 10 years. He's always one step ahead. He studies a lot. He's done it for a long time. And that's the difference, you know what I'm saying, for a guy that has played 12 years in the NFL at special teams and then, you know, coming to become a coach and learning from under other greats and then, you know, turning it to himself, man. Feel like he a great dude, man. Always silly, man. Got a great personality to him. Actually cares about the players. Like, actually got a good heart. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he played before, so he know what we go through. And, you know, for me to get a year in with him, I feel like I understand him more. And I feel like that's why it's just been, you know, been better this season, I feel like. And I'm excited, man, to see us as a special team unit be so much better, especially finishing these last eight weeks. I feel like we got so much more in us. And, you know, I can't wait to put it on film, man. It's not too much to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Not going to be one of them guys who say we're going to do this, we're going to do that, man. We're going to put the work in, and we're going to show with the result on Sunday.
Yeah, no, look, I think – you know, what I think everyone's favorite phrase, anyone that played, whether it was high school, college, pros, like, put it on tape. And, you know, that's what you guys have been, you know, able to do. Do you guys get excited, or do you, I mean, maybe you personally, with, you know, the amount of faith I feel like Coach Sala and, you know, these guys have in you guys as a special teams unit to kind of make those big swing plays, you know, whether it's onside kicks, there's been two or three fake punts, I believe, you know, I think the one to Jeff Smith, there was the one, you know, Ashton ran, you know, a week ago. Does that fire you guys up as a special teams unit, you know, you being, you know, kind of leader of that? Does that fire you up to see that your coaching staff has faith in you guys that, you know, they can put all the trust in you, and it's, you know, kind of a ballsy call and whatever, and they trust you guys to go out there and make that play? Does that kind of give you guys confidence that, wow, they know we're this good that we can get this job done?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We love putting it on us, man. We know what we mean to this team. You know, we talk all the time about it. The special teams unit, we know what we mean to this team. We know what we can do to help this team win. We know the battle of field position. And, you know, of course, we appreciate opportunities to make plays and, you know, to help, you know, our team win. So, of course, man, we love that.
Now, I wanted to kind of get to kind of you a little bit. And, you know, you're somebody that if anyone that, you know, loves special teams, loves kind of somebody that's, you know, going to go balls to the wall no matter what. And, you know, you obviously, you got here. I think everyone's, you know, kind of familiar. You did a great job in New Orleans, obviously. And you had the quote that, you know, kind of went viral and, you know, ingratiated the fans nicely. I believe it was, I play like I'm trying to feed my son. Like I told my mother I was going to play hard, et cetera, et cetera. Where's that kind of come from, that passion, that energy you kind of play with, you know, on Sundays and, you know, bring to the locker room? Like, you know, I think it's something that pretty clearly anybody that knows you that I've talked to is like, can't say enough good things about you. And where's that kind of come from and, you know, made you who the player, and, you know, kind of you are, you know, on Sundays?
I think from my upbringing, man, just being from where I'm from, and, you know, guys and, you know, the situation that we come from, and, you know, not many people making it out of the situation to, you know, just knowing, like, the heritage of my high school, the history of it, so many great guys and so much, man, and just always wanting more. Never, I wasn't one of the five-star guys. Like, I was at my high school today, and we got a young guy going to the U.S. Army All-American game. And, you know, I talked to the team after, and I just let them know, like, I wasn't one of them guys. Like, I had to, you know, do a little extra. I, you know, was a wide receiver in college and got switched to a defensive back in the NFL. So it was like, just, you know, always having to prove myself, always wanting more, you know, just seeing, you know, just what I went through with my mom and, you know, the promises I made to her. I never give up, man. I can't. I always have to give it everything I got, man. Like I said, especially like I said, my promises to my mom. So that's something
it's something that I think everyone, like, right when you got here, it was pretty cool to see the kind of reaction, you know, how much people gravitated towards, you know, kind of, you know, your story and, you know, trying, you know, how you got to, not only got to the NFL, but have, you know, it's not easy to be somebody that can, you know, transfer, you know, goes from a wide receiver to a defensive back. It's kind of known as like a special teams ace. And is there anyone you kind of, when you got to the NFL, you know, a guy, I think of it, you know, I think of Matt Slater in New England, Brad Smith and those guys.
Yeah. So when I was with the Houston Texans in 2017, I was, you know, one of the young guys, a rookie, and we was there for OTAs. And I remember you know, everybody had left. So I had to ask the special teams coordinator, like, man, I want to, you know, man, show me some film. Like, let me see. This is because I knew that I was going to be my way into the NFL. Like I said, I wasn't a draft pick. I wasn't one of the guys, you know, I just knew I had to find my way. So I, you know, he showed me some film. He was like, man, this is some 2014, 2015 Matthew Slater film. And I had no idea who Matthew Slater even was, just because I'm, you know, just coming to the NFL. And then he showed me, and then he was like, man, just look at him. Just look at his relentless effort, just to the ball. Just, and I remember I was like, wow, like, he's like, man, like, this is what it takes. And, you know, I was like, man, I'm gonna have that type of energy. I'm gonna have that type of effort. And, you know, that kind of changed my life, man. And it's, you know, it's fun to go against him. You know, definitely a rival. And it's, you know, somebody that I looked up to. But, you know, on Sunday, it's, you know, it's totally different. You know, Monday it's respect, but on Sunday it's totally different. But yeah, that would be, you know what I'm saying, the person that I would say that I looked up to. And we actually talked after the game, last game, you know, some, you know, respect words, but like I said, he's still the rival, so I won't even mention it yet.
No, you gotta bring a little extra juice when you play the Patriots, just to be like, you know, I might have looked up to my model, my game after you, but I'm gonna do it better. You know, something, you know, me and you have talked about, you know, a bunch is, you know, kind of chasing that all pro, chasing, you know, both individual kind of team success. And I know you're a big team guy, but is it, you know, something that when you go in every year and, you know, specifically this year, was it like, I'm going to be an all pro, I'm going to be in the Pro Bowl? Like, is that something that you chase as, you know, on a day-to-day basis of like kind of that helps drive you outside of, obviously everyone wants to go get a ring. But you know, from an individual perspective, is all pro and Pro Bowl stuff, like, does that help motivate you, you know, you on a daily basis of like, I'm gonna get this one extra rep knowing it could help me, you know, kind of get to my goals.
You know, it's kind of funny. It is, man. And some people may say it's not. It is. I want to be the best. I want to be the best at what I do. I want to be the absolute best. I don't want to on anyone else to think that they can do anything with me. And I say that in the most humblest way. Like, I'm not saying that I'm better than anyone by any means, but I aspire to be the absolute best at what I do. I work hard to be the best and I have fun to be the best. I put in work to be the best. And, you know, I feel like, you know, it all pro is, you know, the best. So that's always been the goal of mine since year one. You know, been shooting for it, always going to be shooting for it, you know, and even having, you know, great season. So, you know, sometimes you fall short. It's right in my face right now. I mean, I'm, you know, that's one of my goals. So, you know, definitely want to get there, but, you know, sky willing. Don't take it one game at a time. I'm not going to put all my focus on that. My focus is on New England. My focus is not on being an all-pro, but, you know, like I said, each game, you know, I just take one game at a time and take it one rep at a time. And I let, you know, God handle everything else.
Yeah, no, look, you know, it's that those extra couple reps in the spring and summer that, you know, no one wants to do, but, you know, you got to push yourself. Ask a couple fun questions here before we kind of wrap. Who's the fastest dude on the team? Because I'm sure there's a lot of guys that would – I would have gone with Javelin Guidry last year. He's obviously no longer on the Jets. 40-yard dash, who's taking the belt, you know, for the current Jets roster?
Man, I ain't going to lie. Them dudes probably a little younger than me, but I think I got all of them.
There we go. There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. My boy going to be mad when he hear about it. My boy Brandon Echols is definitely going to be mad. He going to say something to me about it. So, yeah. But we got a lot of fast guys, man. Young fast guys are good. But like I said, I personally think I got them. It'll be exciting to see who will win. But, you know, I'm glad we got a lot of fast guys.
Yeah, I know. You got, you know, Garrett and Elijah were down in the 4-3s. You got yourself, Brandon. There's definitely some speed. Brees was in the 4-3s as well.
He can move.
Brax can move, you know, Brax can move for a short white duty. He moves pretty fast. Is Robert Saleh, would he be in the top 10 of like best bench press on the team if he was a player right now? Because I feel like if we're talking coaches and, you know, who's in the best shape, I feel like the Jets might have the number one guy.
I don't know about number 10. You got to realize we got a lot of strong guys.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? We got D lineman. You know what I'm saying? He may be a rush in.
I don't think he's out benching Carl.
Nah, absolutely not, man. You know he getting it in on that iron. So,
Carl. Yeah, Carl's built like an absolute beast. The last two kind of you know, ones like that. We'll go. Who if you were an offensive player and you were on offense and you did not want to get hit by one person on the Jets right now, if we're gonna take you out of it. We're going to say just normal receiver running over the middle. Is it Quincy or are we, you know, CJ still got it? Jordan Whitehead.
I'm going to say Quan. I'm going to say Quan.
Yeah, Quan. Yeah. Quan's de-cleated about like five people this year at least.
I feel like Quan make one big hit every single game. He knocks somebody off.
Silences the entire crowd. It always happens on the road too, I feel like. And he drops somebody. Yeah. it's Quan's been another guy. I don't know. You guys were together in New Orleans, I guess.
Yeah, we were. We had some time in New Orleans together, man. It was fun, man. So it's glad that we was able to bring.
Got a nice little New Orleans contingent. You, Sheldon, Kwan. It's nice. Yeah. It's like, you know, but
nah, for sure.
The other last, who's, I guess, I don't know, who would you say is maybe either one or the two of the funniest people on the team? It feels like Jets fans think Michael Clemens is the funniest guy on the team because he's obviously super serious all the time. You get a lot of the goofy stuff from Flacco as the veteran and stuff. Who are one of the two like guys that on the team that, you know, genuinely was one of the funniest dudes?
I would give it to Clemens, man, because he is so funny in his own way. You know what I'm saying? He is hilarious in his own way. You wouldn't think you would get it out of him, but you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of personality, man.
he's somebody that it's pretty funny to watch some of these some of the shorts. Obviously, you guys go out to practice and stuff like that. I'm gonna put Will Parks up there. I feel like Will's coming on the show tomorrow. He's somebody that I feel like another big personality guy. It feels like the guys all that special teams room. I feel like it's got some of the biggest personalities on the roster.
Nah, for sure, man. Most definitely.
I wanted to we'll kind of wrap with this. Obviously, you kind of mentioned it. How excited are you guys, as a team to kind of keep pushing forward here these next 8 weeks? Kind of just get yourself rolling in New England. I know it's nice to be on a break, but I'm sure it's gonna be a little weird. Do you watch football? Are you gonna watch football on Sunday? Or are you gonna
Most definitely, man. I'm a fan first. I'm a fan of the sport first, man. So I definitely watch ball just to watch it. But yeah, man, for these next 8 weeks, man, just like I said, just taking it one game at a time, focusing on New England right now, and then we'll just take it from there, man. And we can only control what we can. And that's just to, keep it pushing, man, and stay focused and minimizing distractions.
Yeah, look, it's an exciting time as a Jets player, Jets fan. Obviously appreciate you taking some time obviously during the bye week and not that anyone needs to know where to find you on socials and all that stuff, but make sure you're following Justin and all that stuff. And we're gonna keep getting we're gonna try to get as many people to buying on the all pro stuff and keep pushing right now, almost at the top spot in PFF and all that stuff. We'll keep it moving.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. Appreciate you for having me, boss.